Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning on KSJE, it is time for our weekly trip to the Encouragement Lab, and that's where we find Dr. Mike Hadabaugh toiling away. Dr. Hadabaugh, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are things in the lab this morning?
They are hopping.
Are they really?
Hopping.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for tearing yourself away from the experiments at hand so you can talk with me for a bit this morning. And this morning is a topic near and dear to many of us, I can imagine, our listeners too, and you're going to teach us about how to do a meeting detox this morning.
I expect the station to be flooded with thank you letters from this idea this morning,
I
Scott.
I bet we will, and we will forward them all to you.
All right. You get the credit too. This is your show too.
Okay. All right.
Here's the deal. I love this idea. It was created by Dropbox,
file sharing.
Dropbox company. Yeah. And one of the things they did is after, a lot of massive growth and a lot of stretching and new ideas and new everything, their leadership began to realize that their calendar had just filled up with incessant meetings, meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting.
Right.
And they started to look at it and they realized, you know what, we still have meetings that we had like when the company was five people. And now we're like 2,000 people, and we still have these same sets of meetings, but we've only added, 10 times more. That's a funny thing. Meetings, that once they get started, they're really hard to stop.
True.
And everybody, does, if you're ever familiar with a concept called the Abilene Paradox, everybody just pretends like, it's not my fault, it's their fault, and anyway, it's just this horrible thing. So there's a great idea that came out of Dropbox that I just love. And what they did is they said, we can't end meetings forever, but we can do a meeting detox. So they looked out in the calendar, just a few weeks ahead, and they said, all right, from this date till this date, 2 weeks' time, there will be no meetings called. All meetings are canceled. No one will have any.
Wow.
I don't care what it is. We don't need a meeting for it that week, so get them in early or plan on having one afterwards. But we're going to go 2 weeks without any meetings. And they did it, and they were amazed at how productive they were in those 2 weeks.
Wow.
How things didn't fall apart like they thought they would if they didn't have their meetings. And, they cranked some back up. But what they found out was they were able to eliminate a lot of meetings that they were having that they really didn't need to have. And all the research on meetings shows that meetings are not nearly as effective as we think they are, that most of them are used to disseminate information that ought to be disseminated elsewhere. And you've ever heard that thing, that whole phrase of, I sent an email and no one read it.
Right, right.
One of the reasons people don't read your email with your information is they know there's going to be a meeting about it.
Ah.
So if you had an email that's the only way to get the information, guess what? All of a sudden, the company or the organization will start reading those emails if they know they're important. And if they know, I'll spend 10 minutes reading emails if I don't have to go to 2 1-hour meetings later in the day.
Interesting.
So that's a great way to do that. Instead of just saying, let's figure out which meetings to cancel all of them for a period of time. And then after that, say, now you can have your meetings as needed, and you'd be amazed at how few of them crank back up.
Trying to get information out, I guess you can do that with an email or what have you, and people might pay more attention to it if there's not going to be a meeting next week about it.
Yeah. I mean, I remember a time when I was, working at a place, and I got these emails all the time from several people that were like, sent to everyone, but they were information that only applied to a few people. And I'm like, why are you sending me this? Is it you want me to know how important you are because you can, or is it because, I didn't know why? But the reality was is eventually after one or two of those, of those kind of emails, you turn them off and you just go, oh, I don't need to open that person's email anymore. Right. But we do the same thing with meetings. We go, oh, well, I know this meeting's not going to be important, so, but we have to go to it because we're in trouble if we don't. So instead you go and you look around the room, and people are either eyes are glazed over or they're on their cell phones doing who knows what.
Something else. Right.
Yeah. While the meeting's going on, but they're there because they were told they have to be. So a great way to get by this and to start the process is to do a meeting detox.
I like it.
I can help with that, by the way. If people want to bring me in to help them do a meeting detox, I know how to do that. But that's a really important step to really reorganizing how you do things and asking the question, why do we have these meetings and who really needs to be here?
Okay. Well, good advice, Dr. Hadabaugh. Once again, thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Enjoy your meeting detox, everybody.
Yes.
All right, that's Dr. Mike Hadabaugh. He joins me every Wednesday from the Encouragement Lab right here with great advice on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.